Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the grain markets are kind of mixed affair, with corn kind of being a little bit on the soft side, and, of course, the soybeans remaining strong. In fact, May soybeans has an inside range day, trading just under the high of yesterday, while the March beans made lower lows and have now come back to where they have gotten quite close to yesterday's highs as well. And so taking that out, March beans already up 18 cents, so they're kind of putting back on today what they took off yesterday, is good for that market. But it's the bean complex that's thought to have the best information or the best data tomorrow as far as being bullish. We look for the exports to be no worse than left alone, and probably should be increased a little bit. In the meantime, the crush, we believe, should show a slight increase as well, and so the net result would be that the carryout lowers. We're looking for, while the average trade guess is 122, we're kind of hanging our hat around 120 to the 121. And then the corn market, there's the market that's staying weaker, mainly because the trade is looking for, because of dismal exports, that the export number is lowered. And because corn is now premium in price over the price of wheat and was on the first day of March, that too will probably show a decline in feed usage. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.